Oh, Shabbat Shalom. Great to have you with us today on Tetelestai. A vital question, Matthew 16, verses 13 through 16, that Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And we have taken that question and turned it around and beginning to see what would it be like if we were to ask Jesus, "Jesus, who do you say that I am?" And we've talked a little bit about how important identity is. Knowing who we are, and only God Almighty can define you and me. And once we understand our true identity, that flows into our doing, the deeds of our lives. And so let's get back into this message, a vital question, and see some more of what Jesus has to say about the flow of what we do and how we live when we understand who we are.
That's my whole purpose for being in this world. Everything I do and have to do every day is defined by that. But then I have a mission. The gifts and the calling that God has put on my heart and my life, I have a mission that I have to accomplish in light of that purpose. Training and teaching and presenting, as Paul says, every person to know, to understand, and to believe their perfection and their completeness in Jesus by his grace. And then God has given me an assigned place to do that. For now, it's right here. Or it's on a podcast, or it's on YouTube. But I have an assignment to fulfill that mission. And every one of us have a purpose. Every one of us have been given a mission by God, and we have assigned places to fulfill that. And as we go through life, answering this question, okay, who am I? Well, once I know who I am, what am I to do? Well, you say, what do we do now? You might be surprised at this answer. Here's the answer to that question. What if I told you you were free to do as you please? You're free, Jesus says. If the Son, therefore, has made you free, you are free indeed. You see, the reality is you and I are citizens of two kingdoms. We are citizens of the kingdom of heaven, and we also live in this present world, don't we? We exist as citizens in two realms. Now, my place and your place in the kingdom of heaven has been settled once and for all by Jesus. It's not going to be altered or changed. He's made a way for me. He's made a way for you. Our eternal destiny is secure. We're an eternal child of God. And so what remains for the rest of my life is life in this kingdom here, in this realm now, and my impact that I can have here. This is where I am to be, and you are to be a reflection of Christ and an ambassador and a representative of his and for him in whatever we do. But you see, exactly what you do and how you fulfill that, God has given you a great deal of freedom in that to make those choices. Augustine said it something like this. He said, love God and do as you please. See, the first is love God. And from that love of God will lead you to do the right thing. Someone else has defined it as know the love of God and do as you please. Experience God's love. Let God's love radically change your heart and impact you and affect you. Then do as you please. And you see, the amazing thing is that no matter how significant or insignificant what you and I choose to do as a child of God, as his representative in this kingdom, absolutely nothing I do or you do is insignificant. Nothing. Remember that. Nothing we do is insignificant. It all amounts to what Paul and James defines as your good works. Everything. Think about this. We're all familiar with the feeding of the 5,000. Jesus performed that miracle from a little lunch pail from a little kid who had 5 loaves and 2 fish. That little insignificant supposedly lunch transformed the lives of 15 to 20,000 people and revealed Jesus as the bread of life to many. That little insignificant lunch made that much difference in the lives of so many. As someone has said, you see that God hides and reveals himself in the simple, the ordinary, and the seemingly mundane details and things of life. Jesus spent 3.5 years in ministry, but he lived 30 years before that as a son, a brother, a friend, a classmate, a carpenter in training, then the carpenter, then the tradesman there of Nazareth, doing business, living a mundane life. And every bit of it mattered. Everything he did mattered, no matter how seemingly insignificant. The Apostle Paul told the church at Ephesus, he says, "You and I, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works." Good deeds. Deeds that are reflective of him and his kingdom, that we should walk in them. So here's the thing, the good works, the good deeds are the things that we do in this world as a child of God, and we do them for the sake of fulfilling the second commandment that Jesus said is the most important. We do them for the sake of our neighbor. We do it for the sake of others and service to them. See, God doesn't need those good works. We don't do the things that we do for God. He doesn't need them. Not at all. But our neighbors do. People around us, they're the ones that are in need of those deeds. And nothing we do or don't do in this life, remember that, it's not going to make God love us any more than he already does. He's already pleased with me. He's already pleased with you. He delights in me. He delights in you because of Jesus. Being clothed with all of his goodness. You can't improve on that. I can't improve on that. No matter how good our deeds are, we can't improve on the perfection that we've been clothed on and with in Jesus. But here's one thing you and I can get better at: loving our neighbor. We can get better at doing that. And that's a process of learning, isn't it? Because a lot of people are hard to love, aren't they? A lot of people are difficult to deal with sometimes. And sometimes giving service to others is not an easy thing. Some have defined this as the theology of vocation. Martin Luther, the legend goes that there was one time a man who had come to Christ, given his life to Jesus. And he said, "Luther, I'm now a Christian. What should I do?" And Martin Luther asked him, he said, "Well, what do you normally do?" He said, "Well, I'm a shoemaker." Luther looked at him and said, "Well, go and make a good pair of shoes and sell them for a fair price." Do what you do as unto the Lord. The Apostle Paul told the church at Thessalonica, and I made reference to this last week, because here's the bulk of the majority of believers in this world. This is what we spend our lives doing. He said, "Aspire to live quietly, to mind your own affairs, and to work with your hands. Live an ordinary life that's extraordinarily different because of Jesus." Doesn't mean you have to go be a pastor. Doesn't mean you have to go to a missionary and go to some foreign field. Doesn't mean you have to become a deacon or a Sunday school teacher or any of those things. The fact of the matter, what you do as a child of God, in everything that you do, you are serving him. You're serving your neighbor.
In everything that we do, we're serving him. We're serving our neighbor. Again, Shabbat Shalom. Yom Kippur is going to begin Sunday evening at sundown. And it is a very significant holy day on the Jewish calendar, one in which is a great revelation of Jesus, our Messiah, as the one who covers and takes away the sin of the world. Hope you have a great weekend, and Lord willing, we will see you again on Monday. May the grace and peace of the Lord Jesus Christ fill your life to overflowing.